Day 10. What if? In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. Proverbs 3:6, Matthew 28:19, Joshua 1:9. In 1219 AD, St. Francis crossed battle lines to take the gospel to his enemies, the Muslims. He was captured, insulted, and beaten. But he reached his goal, the Sultan of Egypt, Palestine, and Syria, Sultan al-Malik al-Kamil. Francis showed love for the Sultan, but he was also bold. He preached the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Because Francis had suffered for this message, the Sultan refused to behead him. Francis stayed there a few days. The Sultan implored him to stay longer, but Francis left to write up the rules for the Franciscan order, and he also wrote for evangelizing Muslims. The church accepted his rules, but it smothered his manifesto. Muslim evangelism was shelved for centuries.
Quaker Mary Fisher never attained the fame of St. Francis, but then she wasn't trying to. Mary also sensed God calling her to share with a sultan. Already persecuted in England and America, she was prepared for difficulties. After many adventures, in 1658, Mary arrived on foot in Turkey. Here, the sultan was with 20,000 men. Boldly, Mary claimed to be an emissary from the Most High God. Finally, the Grand Vizier let her meet Sultan Mahomet IV. She shared salvation through Jesus with him. Impressed, the Sultan invited her to stay, but she also departed. Then the regional English authority forbid further Muslim evangelism. Did these brief encounters benefit anything? Actually, yes. Sultan Al-Kamil and Mahomet IV treated Christians better afterwards. One report even claims that Al-Kamil made a deathbed conversion to the Christian faith. What if St. Francis had stayed with the Sultan? What if the church had been more open to Muslim evangelism than to monasticism? What if Mary Fisher had stayed with her Sultan? What if others had followed in their steps?
Isn't it possible that the world would be different now if they had? Muslims are willing to lose their lives to promote Islam. What risk are we willing to take to share the gospel? We are assured of heaven. Can we be faithful where others have failed? Oh Lord, it is so inspiring to learn of what you have done through people of faith. But you are always the same and always with us. Please guide me today and always in your will for me, whether great or small. Give me the boldness and love to accomplish it in your way. Every interaction with a Muslim or anyone should do one of these. Build a bridge, share Christ, challenge falsehood. You might be gifted in these, or perhaps you could learn. For training in winning and discipling Muslims, our free videos will help. See the lessons page of www.christianfrommuslim.com.